Interested in improving the closing skills of your salespeople? Hi, I'm Jim Pancero, helping you become a stronger leader of your sales team. And the reality of most salespeople is when they come to managers for help, the biggest help they want is in, help me improve my closing skills. How many times has one of your salespeople said that? I'd just be selling more if I could improve my closing abilities. Well, the reality of selling is a process, it's not an event. And the only way to improve your closing skills, frankly, is to improve your selling skills. Improving your closing skills is the same thing as saying, I want to improve my skills of crossing the finish line to win the race. Well, the only way you're going to do that is you got to be the first to get there. The reality of selling is that it's the building of the steps, the cumulative process of selling that improves the closing skills. If you're doing more to lower customers' resistance, if you're doing more to ask them questions, if you're doing more to present solutions that impact their business and they can see will have effectiveness for them, and then all you have to do is ask a simple close. The most powerful closing techniques I teach are very simple. What do you want to do now? Where do we go from here? What happens next? What would you like to see us do now? Those are the kind of closing skills, because if you've done everything else right, if you've presented this message that has impact on the customer, they're ready to buy. All you have to do is help them. So we don't need high-pressure closing techniques. That went away in about the 1970s. What we need to be doing is being more persuasive by making sure our entire selling process is impactful so the close is easy. If the rest of the selling process is done properly, the close is just simple, low-pressure, and brief. What do you want to do now? Where do we go from here? What happens next? What can you be doing to give your sales team more structure and process, especially in these tighter times of selling where we have less time in front of our customers, to make sure that they're implementing effectively all of the steps of a sales call so they do improve their closing skills because they improve their overall selling effectiveness? Love to know what you're doing with this. Love to know how you've been helping your people in these skills. Thanks for checking out my podcast. I'm posting two new podcasts each week, all aimed at helping you and your team increase your selling competitive advantage.